Blog Talk Radio.
This is Kiki from 8th grade when she was running for student council president at Cross Lutheran Church and School. Though she did not win that election, she was recently elected president of the student body of New Braunfels Christian Academy.
Well, in my opinion, I think this school can have a stronger backbone because everything's changing this year. I think one person needs to have at least the main idea of what's supposed to happen.
This is Stanley Culpepper, Kiki Culpepper's granddad, and you're listening to ChristCast 2020. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them.
That's right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
It's the ChristCast 2020. We'll explain that intro in just a second. It's two generations with
one mission.
And it is our final episode of the season.
Of the 2019
that's,
school
that's
year.
That's right. The 2018-2019 school year, believe it or not. We wrapped up the Old Testament. And so we want to start over almost 5,000 points on my Chick-fil-A app.
Wow.
One of the Kiki gives me a lot of great advice. That's probably the best advice she ever gave me was to download the app. And you got to download it if you don't have it. I just spoke with Hal Leedy, the owner of this Chick-fil-A, told him how many points I had. He was pretty excited. But it is one app with
endless awesome.
All right, we want to thank everybody for a great season.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Because y'all are the reason we actually get to keep doing this.
Yes, I got a...
And props to y'all if you were listening to all of
yeah,
the books.
I know we can't listen to everything, but I did get if you don't see it in the news right now, but there's a lot of stuff going on in Africa. Christians are really getting treated very, very badly, especially in a country called Ghana. And we have a guy that listens there at a Christian school, and he sent me a message on Facebook the other day saying that he just loves the fact that we get to sit here and do this in public, something that he could never do in Ghana. And so he asked us not to use the name of the school or his name for obvious reasons, but you know who you are, and we're thinking about you. And you can listen
and
to us.
And props to you for going out there.
That's right. And anytime you want, you can tune in. He says when he gets Wi-Fi, they listen. They don't always have that Wi-Fi. That's pretty cool to know that your voice is being heard all the way around the world in the country, the West African country of Ghana. All right. Hey, you heard that voice there at the beginning. That was actually Annalisa when she was in 8th grade.
That was 3 years ago,
yes.
And I still sound like a tiny.
You were much younger in those days, but
my voice is still squeaky.
When she used the word backbone, that's when I knew. I said, "Whoa, who is this?" I knew exactly who she was talking about. I knew exactly what she was talking about, and I was sitting there going, "I can't show any favoritism because I've got to interview all of these."
Even though the other candidate you knew for much, much longer.
Although that student council election did not go her way.
Didn't have much planning behind it.
We're going to talk about this. People ask us all the time, well, how did y'all start doing this? Because it is a bit, even though we're dressed kind of alike today,
we both have red shirts on today. We match our sponsor,
yes.
Chick-fil-A.
And if I hadn't cut myself shaving, I would probably want to take some
this
pictures.
This is why we do a radio show.
Yes, I'm so glad you can't see me right now. I couldn't find a place to get a haircut yesterday. Anyway, enough about me. After Kiki did not win that student council election, I called her mom with a great deal of hesitation because I was already doing a show called The Crosscast at Cross Lutheran. And I said, you think Kiki would consider being the co-host of that show? And to my surprise, you said...
Yeah, because I needed something to take my mind off of a depressing loss.
And it turned out to be a lot more than I ever thought. We did not expect to do the ChristCast.
She just brought me lunch every week, and I was like, okay,
hey, this is a pretty good deal. That's right. We started off with the chopped sandwiches from Bill Miller, and then one day I was in a hurry.
And I always got mad at you because you always left the pickles on.
That's right. And then one day I was in a hurry, so I had to stop at Rudy's and got their chopped sandwiches. And I was like, cue the Hallelujah chorus. What have I been doing going to Bill Miller? No offense, but the Rudy's sandwiches were so much better. And, of course, we always get extras to give away to the young people at Cross Lutheran. So, anyway, at the end of the year, there was a lot of heaviness associated with my son's 8th grade year. The principal left. A lot of the teachers that we really liked left. The Hills and the Ericksons and stuff like that. And it was a really tumultuous time. And I just wanted to get away from all that heaviness and do a little podcast that I planned on ending in December, and then Kiki came on, and I was having so much fun doing the show. There's a lot more backstory to that that we can't go into. I'm going to tell Kiki about it for the first time this summer. But when we finished the crosscast, I was kind of bummed out because I'd had a good time doing the show.
Because it was actually someone lively who goes against his negative nature.
Energy, that's right, because I could be a little salty at times, and it was the perfect...
That's like your favorite word now.
It is now. I use it all the time. It was the perfect complement to that, and that's why two generations with
one mission,
and it really helped. And so when I realized, hey, wait a minute, you're going to the New Braunfels Christian Academy, we could do something called, at first I said I wanted to call it the Cat Cast.
I'm glad we did not change it.
I said, well, wait a minute, what happens if things don't go, a lot of history I
and
have.
And we were like, what happens if other people want to listen to it outside?
Exactly. And so we very adroitly said, no, we'll call it the Christ Cast 2020, because that's the year that Kiki graduates.
One more year.
We got one
then
more season on the show.
Yeah, then it's going to be sad.
Yes, then it will be sad. But that's how this show got started, and we've had pretty good run. We've met some great people. We're sitting in a table here where we met the CEO of Chick-fil-A, one of my absolute favorite brands at the time. I had no idea we were going to get to do that. That's when we were doing the crosscast. But it's just been a lot of fun, and I would go nuts if I couldn't do this show every week, because I do. I read things. I've been online all week.
You always feel so sorry when I'm like out of town or like you're out of town. And you're like, I'm so sorry, we can't do it.
I do, and I do enjoy the summer break. Don't get me wrong, I do enjoy the summer break. But I would go nuts to do it if I didn't get to come out here and do the show every week. And so that's how this show got started. So we want to really quick kind of take you. We're going to do two shows this summer, sort of the Christcast 2020 Express. But just by way of review, let's talk about where we've been in the Old Testament. Obviously, creation, which is Genesis, and then, of course, in the same book, the fall of man. And this is one of the reasons I go crazy, because every day I'm reading another story about how you can't say ladies and gentlemen, you can't say Mr. and Mrs. There is an all-out attack on the concept of gender.
No, I'm just going to say, yes, ma'am, no, sir.
Yes.
I'm not playing that game.
That's right. I'm not playing that game. And if you get in, I wish Miss Carl were here. She would back me up on this. If you get into the mitochondrial level of DNA, you will find that it is that all DNA is paternal, that we all have a connection to one man. And who might that one man be in the book of Genesis? Well,
wonder who. He's mentioned by name.
His name is Adam. It's all true, is basically what I'm saying. And then, of course, right after that,
it's going into the Exodus and the arrival into the promised land for the Israelites.
Yeah.
The Exodus is kind of recap of Egypt, kind of taking
Egypt,
them over.
Our good buddy Moses.
Through
great
the wilderness.
Guy.
Then they mess stuff up and they're wandering around for 40 years and all that mess. But then they finally get into the promised land.
Moses doesn't get
then
to go.
Then again, it goes downhill from there.
It does. That little piece of prosperity, and then they blow it. The cycle of sin becomes something that the Israelites can't figure out. It gets so bad that in the end, they get
exile and return to rebuilding the temple once again, which they were kind of doing in the promised land. Because they're like, oh, this is our land now. We're going to have a real temple.
A real temple. And then the Babylonians show up and say, no, we're not so crazy about that. Then the Persians said, nope, we're not so crazy about Judah. Drag them over. And I've always said, just imagine us being dragged off to some foreign land with a completely different culture, like Austin, Texas. It would be really, really weird. And then, of course, they came back.
Keep Austin weird.
Yeah, keep Austin weird. Just keep it out of New Braunfels. And so where we're heading into now is the intertestamental period, otherwise known as
the 400 years of silence.
We are
leaving you with like 2.5 months of silence.
Yes, but imagine it's 400 years. It's kind of hard to contemplate because most of us don't live to be 400 years. America's
barely,
not even 400 years.
We barely live 100.
Yeah, so I mean, it's hard to imagine nothing happening. Although in a real sense, God is the author of the intertestamental period. The Persian Empire is where we are at the close of the Old Testament. But they've let the Jews return to rebuild the temple, and that's significant. And the Persians think they're going to run the show for a while. But, spoiler alert,
the Greeks take over the Persians. It's a takeover of a takeover.
That's right.
So Alexander defeats the Persians he's like the great Greek
man. Alexander the Great.
If you don't know him, please read some history.
Yeah.
And this will lead into the Old Testament being translated into Greek for all the Greeks to read and it provides a common language for everyone to, like,
important.
Read the Bible in.
The Greeks were real big on making everything Greek when they showed up.
Greeks are the
yes,
best.
Yes, they really were
but
serious
then,
about that.
I think USA took that title,
yes,
being
they did.
Overly confident of everything.
And so this is very important, though, because it creates a common language called Koine Greek, which is the language of the New Testament. But this writing the Old Testament down in Greek is key, because a lot of the themes that we see in the New Testament that relate back to the prophecies of the Old Testament wouldn't make sense without that common language. And then, of course, just when the Greeks think they're the baddest kid on the block, here come the mighty Romans, yes.
Takeover.
Now,
yay.
That's right, a three-time takeover. The Romans who conquered Judea, but they also do something in managing their far-flung empire.
They're much better at organization.
Yes, so good, in fact, that they build roads, and they're so strong, they establish peace and stability, which greatly aids our good friend Paul, the Apostle Paul,
ooh,
to go out there and travel to all these places that we will hear about, Ephesus, Ephesians, Corinthians in the New Testament.
He writes a lot of letters.
Yes, and we won't be doing who wrote the book of the Bible in the New Testament, because half of it's going to be the Apostle Paul. We'll probably just do a show on him. And I should say something about that. But this is the intertestamental period. It doesn't seem like much is happening, but God is doing all of these things to make way for
his
the coming
son.
For his son. That's absolutely right. And so next season, we're really going to get back to doing our show, the best of everything we've done. We used to do a live show, which was nerve-wracking.
Which was regretful.
Yes, now I enjoy doing the pre-recorded podcast. But when people used to ask me why I picked Kiki, I'd say because she speaks in hashtags. I'll go off on some ridiculous long explanation about something, and Kiki will say something like hashtag this and sums it up just like that. And so we're going to get back to the more conversational style of our show.
This is kind of a long episode because we're just kind of going over everything.
Yes, and we're not really paying attention to the notes, but it is important. I went back and I did read the entire Old Testament, not every line in Deuteronomy and Numbers. I've admitted that, but I've never done that before. And I discovered a book I didn't even know was in there, Obadiah, which has become one of my absolute favorites. And it's
I haven't really got into that.
Yeah, it's become one of my absolute favorite books. It has one of my favorite. I've memorized a verse from when we did the intro. Though you make your nest amongst the stars and soar like eagles, from thence I will bring you down. And somebody like me needs to think about that every single day. And so, but I went back and I said, you know, what's the most important book, I think? And of course, theologians and people can argue about this. I'm not any of those things. I'm a historian.
People argue about a lot of stuff.
But you said you like the book of Revelation.
Yes, I actually do.
Yeah. Daniel, in the Old Testament, if you go to seminary, if you go to Bible college, you'll find that Daniel and Revelation are often taught together. And this is why I think it's the most important book of the Old Testament. It's from Daniel 9:25, and it says, so you are to know and understand that from the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem
until the Messiah, the Prince, there will be 7 weeks of a year and 62 weeks of years.
Which is actually the way they kept calendars in those days, 173,880 days. Daniel states that date, that the Persian king Artaxerxes' decree is March 4th, which is 440 years before Christ, and then
173,880 days later, a 33-year-old carpenter from Nazareth rides into Jerusalem and declares himself the Messiah.
Folks.
Wink, wink.
You can't make it up. You simply cannot make this up. Hashtag, you can't make it up. 173,880,000 days later.
I'm kind of glad I don't talk
Palm Sunday,
like that.
Jesus shows up and declares himself the Messiah precisely as the prophet Daniel declared. And it's important to know, in those 400 years, the Hebrews go back. There were lots of prophets who said things were going to happen. And when they didn't, they got tossed out.
I'm surprised John the Baptist didn't get tossed out much quicker.
Yeah, he messed with the
maybe
king.
Maybe we'll talk about that.
We are
going to
talk about all of that. And so we want to thank you, for three great seasons on this show. And we invite
Wait,
you
isn't
to.
Isn't it four now?
Well, four. We've done four together, but one was a cross cast.
And counted it under the
yeah, okay, so well, thank you for four great seasons, and we invite you to join us for the final season of the ChristCast 2020, where you're going to hear about
the greatest story ever told.
My name is Jason Dias, alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And to God be the
glory. Ain't no practice runs in life. This is